Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi ve salatu ve selamu ala Resulillah ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve men tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yevmiddin ve ba'd. In the very last rak'ah right now, the Sheikh recited a portion of Surah Al-Luqman in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions to us the very wise and sage advice given by Luqman to his son. And Luqman was a man of great wisdom. And this is in a few verses of the Quran. This is the most comprehensive advice that you will find in the Quran. That within a few verses, all the different aspects of a person's life and all the different areas in which a person can practice his deen and that he has received guidance in from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of that has been addressed and it has been put very beautifully. First of all, he tells his son, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ. Luqman said to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ. He was giving him advice. He was advising him, لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. The most fundamental advice and the most basic teaching of deen, لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Do not associate any partners with Allah. Worship Allah alone. Purify your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And in the shirk al-adhulman al-azim, because associating partners with Allah, this is the greatest crime a human can commit. This is the greatest wrong and the greatest injustice that mankind is capable of. And shirk comes in its different shapes and forms. There is the major shirk and the technical shirk, which if somebody bows their head down before another creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or anyone or anything else, worships or submits himself to anything else other than Allah. But then there are also the minor forms of shirk. There's a spiritual lesson even for people sitting here in the masjid in the house of Allah who might have studied the aqidah and are aware of the issues of tawheed and are familiar with the different concepts and what they are allowed to do and not to do. But there are minor forms of shirk. There are little indiscretions in iman that we commit on a daily basis. That when I run into difficulty, if I reach for my wallet first, then that is that minor shirk. That I have not given Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His right. What I talked about earlier in one of the sessions, if some adversity comes my way, and I immediately, before I think of Allah, before I call upon Him, before I make dua, before I perform salat, before anything else, I reach for the phone, I have not given Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His right. I have not held up my end of the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have to choose between salat and making a little money, and making money comes before my salat, and my salat can go for the sake of making that money, once again, I have not held up my part of the bargain. So he's giving his son advice. Never let anything come between you and Allah. Never let anything stand in the way of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Purify, correct your relationship with Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that a person, يَصْلِحُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ, if he corrects what is there in his relationship with Allah, if he corrects the relationship that he has with Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ النَّاسِ, Allah will correct his relationship with the rest of people. So he tells his son, do not commit shirk. This is the greatest wrong mankind can do. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Then he tells his son, honor your parents. Treat your parents well. Give them the respect that they deserve. We talked about this earlier in one of the sessions. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. The mother, she carries the child, difficulty on top of difficulty. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. 2 years to separate the child from her. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. The very first relationship that Allah, as soon as He said, this is my right upon you, then the very first human relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is the relationship of the parents. And then He says, this very unique and interesting and fascinating relationship that I have created between parents and their children. How the parents are willing to sacrifice themselves if need be for the sake of their children. Why have I created this dynamic in this relationship? Anishkur li wa li walidayk. So you can see that relationship and you can be grateful to me. That even in that relationship we see the signs and the mercy and the greatness of Allah in that relationship. Who puts that type of love into the heart of a human being where he would choose another's life before his? Who puts that type of selflessness into the heart of a person? Literally, when people become parents, any young couple will tell you when they become parents, the day before that, there is no one more dear to them than themselves. And the day after that child is born, they'll be willing to do anything it takes for the sake of that child. They'll give their lives for that child. What causes such a drastic change in the outlook of a person and how he feels about himself even? The greatness of Allah. Allah instills that love within the hearts of the parents. So Allah says, "Anishkur li wa li walidayk." So be grateful to me, recognize my greatness and my benevolence in that relationship. "Wa li walidayk," and then be grateful to your parents. Be grateful to your parents. We are supposed to be grateful to the people who do good to us. That the Prophet ﷺ says, a person who cannot be grateful to people, he can never learn to be grateful to Allah. So we have to learn to be grateful to the people who do good towards us. And the first step of that, and the greatest people who we owe our appreciation and our thanks to, is our parents. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. You have to return back to me. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا واتبع سبيل من اناب اليه ثم الي مرجعكم فانبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this we talked about earlier, he's speaking about a very extreme scenario. I mean, it's realistic, it happens with people, but the majority of us, we don't deal with this scenario. And usually the people who complain about their parents are not dealing with this severe of a situation. The severity of this situation is very obvious. That if your parents are forcing you to literally commit shirk, they are forcing you to leave your iman, your belief, then in that situation, you do not have to obey them, but you still have to respect them. You don't have to obey them, you don't have to comply, you don't have to say, okay, I'll do what you're saying. But at the same time, you cannot disrespect them. You must honor them and treat them well and speak to them well. Look at the respect and the status that is given to the parents by Allah. Ya bunayya, aqim as-salah, wa'mur bil ma'roof, وَنْهَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Well, before that, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِنْ تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ. That he's reminding his son. This is also another. See, this is why I say it's such a comprehensive advice given. What he's talking about now is what we committed a whole session to a few days ago. The concept of accountability, responsibility. I will be held accountable by Allah for the decisions I have made in this life. He's telling his son that, remember, let it be the smallest deed or the smallest action, the smallest thing, remember that no matter where it is, it can be in a rock or under a rock, it can be in the heavens and the earth, the smallest thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring forth. Meaning, no matter how small your good deed is, Allah will reward you for it. And no matter how small your indiscretion is, Allah knows it and He can hold you accountable for it. Live with that sense of awareness, that cognizance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And live with the understanding of accountability. That I can be held accountable by Allah on the Day of Judgment for the way I've lived this life. Ya bunayya aqim as-salah. Establish prayer. Meaning, establish the commands of Allah within your own life. And وأقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر. And then don't be content by establishing the command of Allah or the practice of deen within your own life. Be concerned about the situation of the society and the community around you. You must be concerned about the situation that is present there in that community and society. We also talked about this concept, the concept of good company. And the effects of an environment or an atmosphere that it has upon a person. That we are affected by our atmospheres. We are affected by the environment that we put ourselves in. If it is an environment of righteousness, righteousness becomes easy. If it is an environment of wretchedness and evil, in disobedience to Allah, then that is also what we'll begin to exhibit that same behavior. So put yourselves in good company. And be concerned about the situation in your community. Aisha, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, she asked the Prophet ﷺ, she asked him, that is it possible for us to be, this meaning can the punishment of Allah come to us? Even though وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ, there are pious, God-fearing people living amongst us, can the punishment of Allah still come to us? The Prophet ﷺ, yes, said yes, when evil will become predominant in the society. Then at that time, when the punishment of Allah comes, the wrath of Allah comes, it will engulf everyone. On the Day of Judgment, you'll be separated. But in this world, you will all have to suffer the consequences. So that is, if that person has not already been changed or affected by that environment. But if he has, then he's with the ranks of those other wretched people. So be concerned. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. When you try to live your life the right way, and when you try to repair and correct the society around you, you'll face difficulty. Because that is basically the job description of the prophets. أَشَدُّ الْبَلَاءِ الْأَنْبِيَا. But the prophets were the most severely tested people by Allah. Allah tested the prophets like no one else. And the prophets always faced difficulty and persecution, and they always faced in opposition. So likewise, you will also face certain difficulties. You'll be ostracized many times from the circle of friends, from society, from community, from gatherings. But you must stand firm. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَبْتَ. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. This is accomplishing something that is truly great and that is unique. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something we talked about last night, He talks about humility. How a believer should behave. How he should conduct himself. وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Do not turn your cheek away from people. Meaning, don't be rude and arrogant and abrasive with people. The Prophet ﷺ, this means don't shun people away. But also, even in the manner of speaking. The Prophet ﷺ, when he would speak to a person, he wouldn't talk to a person and look in a different direction. He wouldn't even turn his head and speak to a person. When the Prophet ﷺ, read the hadith of Shama'in, when the Prophet ﷺ would speak to someone, he would turn completely in his direction, fully face that person with his chest, and then he would speak to that person. That's how much respect and regard he'd show to every single person. وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't walk in the earth with pride and arrogance and insolence. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَقْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغْ وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah does not love arrogant people, boastful people. وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ. Walk with humility. Exhibit your iman and your spirituality even in your behavior outside in the society. Walk with a certain amount of respect for yourself and for who you are and what you represent. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ. وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. Speak with a humble tone. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, even when he would be outside in a public area and he wanted to speak to someone who was a bit far away, he wouldn't yell across the room. He wouldn't yell across the room. He'd say, "Hey Hassan." He wouldn't yell across the room. But rather what he would do is he'd go up to that person and he would speak to that person face to face in a low, calm, humble, reserved, respectable tone. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. Because loud, abrasive sounds and voices, that manner of speaking, that is similar to the braying of a donkey. It is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very, very comprehensive advice. Complete in all aspects. Given from Luqman to his son. And this is what the Quran is full of. Quran is full of rich treasures like this. These are treasures. I mean, imagine. Who would have known that four or five verses of the Quran that we just recited literally can tell you how to live your whole life? These five verses right now told you how you can live your whole life. You can live your life by these verses of the Quran. These can be your morals and your basic guidelines and your rules, your golden rules, that you never break these rules. And you would be okay, you'd be good. The Quran is full of treasures like this. But we can only realize if we take a moment to sit with the Quran, to open our minds and our hearts to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we commit time and energy and money and whatever other resources we have towards attaining the education of the Quran. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to learn the Quran, and may He give us the ability to practice everything that's been said and heard. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallah bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.